Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. We are talking about membership in the Arc of Indiana. And for this subject, I am talking to one of my favorite people, that is Director of Operations, Clint McKay. Hey Clint.
Hi Michelle.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, it's great to have you here. Let's talk about membership.
Okay.
Shall we?
Yes.
Let's talk about what it is, why people need it.
Okay. Membership in the Arc of Indiana, to me, is very important. It's kind of like the meat and potatoes of what we do here. As the Director of Operations, I've come in and been handed this role. We have a member and chapter committee here that is made up of various people from out the ARC organization throughout the state that have come together to kind of grow our footprint in the state.
Sure.
Right now, the ARC of Indiana has 43 chapters across the state. And when I initially took this role, I filled the tried to fill the very large shoes of a gentleman named Mark Kevitt, who'd done a tremendous job in his
this role. We like Mark here.
Yes. To start with, and we took on an aggressive approach, the member and chapter committee. They, as you know, the Arc of Indiana turned 60 last year.
Yes,
and
I do.
We put forth an aggressive challenge to our chapters to try and grow by getting 60 new members of the Arc at each of the 43 local chapters.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very successful. Our goal was to get 25,000 members.
Sure.
By the end of the year, and we've ended up with 27,176 members. So
great.
We've grown by, I would say, this last year we grew by 12.9%. But what membership to me means is providing information. It's becoming part of something bigger, right? It's hard to kind of do all this stuff by yourself. If you become a member of the ARC, you are part of something bigger. We just in Indiana, we have 27,000 members in 43 chapters across the state, but we're part of the ARC US, which has over 150,000 members, 48 state chapters across the state. And it's really about getting information and getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
If you become a member of the ARC of Indiana, you're in the know, I like to say.
Mm-hmm.
We are really good at disseminating information. We help from, I like to say, cradle to grave on a variety of issues. And for me, becoming a member of the ARC, if you're in the IDD world or you need assistance at all, being a membership makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Being a member makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an honor and a lot of fun, and our numbers continue to grow and grow, and podcasts and things like this help a lot.
Yes, well, I appreciate the fact that I can do that for you as well.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about then, obviously, the being a member helps you to belong and have purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about a little bit how that purpose comes to be. We work to protect the rights of people with disabilities,
right,
to ensure the resources support.
Yeah.
So talk about how important that is.
It's very important. You know, from my perspective, someone who has worked in the legislative process most of his professional career, the ARC of Indiana is the leading advocate for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in this state. We are the voice inside the state house and in Congress, for that matter, for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And for me, membership matters not only because of all the information that the members get, but when I have conversations with key decision makers and I can say, you know, I'm with the ARC of Indiana, I represent 27,000 members across the state of Indiana and 43 chapters, and I can point to membership levels within their districts of their constituencies, it makes a difference.
Sure.
And for me, our members and growing our members and keeping our members informed is very important, because without that and without them across the state, it's hard for us to kind of advocate. So that's a very important
piece. Which is a major thing.
Yeah, absolutely. A major thing, especially with the changes that are happening on the federal level right now and some of the effects those will have on the state that are providing assistance. Having members who can voice their opinions and can work with us to kind of build that narrative with their key decision makers and elected office holders is very important. So that's just one of the benefits, I think, of membership.
Well, and let's talk about how people get involved then.
Okay.
We want more members.
We do. We want more members.
So how do they do?
To kind of touch, we have a membership campaign each year.
Yep.
And this year, the member and chapter committee kind of looked at how we've grown. Like I said, we grew by about 12.9% last year. And the membership committee this year said, you know, we're going to issue a challenge again to the chapters. And we've got a campaign this year called Membership Matters. So we have issued a challenge to all the chapters between the months. I think it starts it started March 14th and it'll end at the end of May. So it goes through March, April, and May after the We Are the Ark.
Sure.
And it's to have each chapter grow 43 new members by the end of that campaign. Mm-hmm. And so I send out information to them, like a campaign toolkit on how they can reach out to members or grow their membership levels. And as I said, the past 2 years have been very successful. So we hope that it happens again. But we're always looking for more people to get involved. The more people we have involved, as I said, it helps us to spread our message and to advocate on their behalf.
Sure.
And there are various levels you can participate. For the Ark of Indiana, we have what we call at-large memberships. Mm-hmm. So if you are a family and you would like to become a member of the Ark of Indiana at an at-large membership, it only costs you $25 annually. You get our e-newsletter, our quarterly newsletter. You get our legislative e-news updates. And then you become a member of the Ark US and you receive all that information from the Ark US as well. We also have individual levels, which are $15 annually, which, I mean, it's very affordable for all the information you get and all the things you can participate in.
Sure.
And then we have a self-advocate level, which is $3. Mm-hmm. A very fiscally responsible investment you could make in order to participate in this wonderful process and people.
Well, let's talk about the We Are the Ark campaign.
Yeah.
Because social media has made us more aware to people. But to me, I mean, if I see something that I want to be close to my heart or a cause that's close to my heart, I want to see how it affects other people.
That's right.
And because you go and you visit these chapters and these organizations, do you think you add more members because they're seeing people that are benefiting from services?
That's a really good question, Michelle, and I like to think so. One of the things I've kind of changed since I came into this role is the We Are the Ark used to be a kind of limited week-long process where the staff of the Ark would go throughout the state and meet with the ARC chapters and talk about all the wonderful things we're doing.
Which is good.
It worked great. But when I came in and I was kind of new, I said, you know, I would like to expand that a little bit. So now we're taking the whole month of May to do it. And we're spending more time at those chapters.
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving longer presentations. And we're not only just talking about what we're doing, but we want to hear from them.
Yes.
We want to hear what's affecting them, the issues that are important to them, how we can be more helpful to them.
Sure.
And then make sure that they know that these are all the wonderful programs that we're doing here at the ARC, and if there's anything we can ever do to assist you, please let us know. And those have been very helpful.
Let's talk about goals for this year then.
Okay.
What are we looking for?
We're looking for 43 new members from each chapter to start with. And then, as I talked about the member and chapter committee, a couple of years ago they set forth to grow our membership, and they gave an incentive to our chapters that if you met your growth goals for the year, you'd see a 5% reduction in your dues overall. Mm-hmm. And that has been a big incentive too for these chapters to actually go out and try to grow, which has been very helpful and beneficial. So we would like to see 43 new members from each chapter across the state this year, which would put our number, I'm not going to do the math right now,
okay,
but it would definitely increase our numbers and probably put us above 30,000.
Okay.
I feel like we have done a great job over the past 2 years. Not everybody's going to be able to do it. I understand that, but there are some chapters that really exceed and excel at this. And I think last year we had 13 that either met or exceeded their goals, and they financially benefited through a reduction in dues, but they've also expanded their footprint and are serving more people, and their message is getting out to more individuals. It's a very symbiotic relationship. It's good.
Yes, it's very good. And I have to tell you, And I wasn't going to say, this is not in my script, but I am so thankful for people like you, for the Ark of Indiana. I work for the Ark of Indiana myself, and I have seen what we are doing, and we're doing great things.
Yes.
And I'm so happy to be a part of this with you. Thank you, Clint, so very, very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You're an integral part.
Well, thank you very much.
And these,
I appreciate that.
I love these opportunities to speak with you about it, because I think this podcast and the social media things that we're talking about, that's the future.
Yeah.
That's how people are going to get their information. That's how they're getting their information currently. And the more of these types of things we can do, the better off the organization's going to be.
Clint McKay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
And thank you so much for listening today, everybody. For more information on membership in the Ark of Indiana, go to arkind.org and click on Join the Ark. Have a great day today, everybody. Bye-bye.